Welcome to De'Longhi's conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and Investor Relations, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, sorry, will present the first half consolidated results for year 2009. A question and answer session will follow after the presentation. Now I hand over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Thank you.
Good evening. De'Longhi has operated in a very difficult market environment in the first half of 2009, where we have continued to see a slowdown of the world economy and a recessive trend. The trend has been different in the two business areas where the group competes. While we had a very soft market for professional products with a very tough market all across Europe, which has been in the area of 25% to 30% decrease, we have seen a slightly better environment in small domestic appliances, but with a difficult seasonality for air conditioning products, where the decline has been in the area of 10%. As a consequence, sales for the 6 months ending June 2009 were at 595, with a decline of about 13% versus year before. EBITDA also went down to 48 million from 63 million. The decline was due to the lack of contribution from sales, and was partly offset by a strong improvement in gross margin, which went up from 40.6% in the first half 2008 to 42.5% in the first half 2009. We have also to acknowledge that the exchange rates have strongly affected EBITDA. In fact, in the first 6 months, we have worked with a much stronger dollar versus 2009, and this has affected EBITDA for approximately 10 million euros. In addition, we have to notice that there has been a change in the perimeter of consolidation following the sale of some real estate assets, which have resulted in a decrease of EBITDA of approximately 3 million euros because of the higher rents for the use of the assets that were previously owned by the group. EBIT also went down from 41 to 27, and net financial charges were lower than the year before, thanks to the lower net financial position, but were severely affected by some costs related to hedging to the ruble, which have accounted for the 6 months for around 4 million euro, which should be non-recurring in the future. Despite the difficult market environment and despite the overall situation and the pressure on EBITDA, the group has been able to post a profit for the first half, which was at approximately 4 million euro, down from 13 million the year before. But besides the economic results, the company, the group, has worked very aggressively in improving the balance sheet over the last 6 months, which have continued the actions that started in 2008. In the period ending June, we've been able to reduce inventories to 344 million from 409 million in June 2008. So in 12 months, we've been able to reduce the inventory levels by 64 million. This has affected and improved our net working capital, which went down from 382 million in June 2008 to 330 million at the end of June 2009, which also shown an improvement versus end of 2008, where the working capital was at 356, which is quite extraordinary. In reality, in the old De'Longhi history, the first 6 months are months of absorption of resources and show an increase in working capital. But the new information technology, the stronger attention to the inventories, have been able to deliver a reduction of working capital in a period that, as I said before, is traditionally a period of absorption of resources and absorption of working capital for the group. And if we add the cash generation coming from the reduction of working capital and from the operations, and we also consider the cash generated by the disposal of the assets, the real estate assets. Last year we have been able to reduce the net financial position from end of June 2008, was 395 million, to 229 million, with a decrease of slightly less than 170 million. But also we've been able to generate cash for 60 million in the first 6 months, which I said before is a period that traditionally show an absorption of our resources for the group. So also, so we are very particularly pleased with our financial position and our balance sheet. But what really matters is that the group has continued to strengthen its international position. We have seen consolidation and improvement of our market shares in coffee and in kitchen in the 6 months in Europe. And also we have seen an improvement of the market shares of Kenwood in the main food preparation products. So we believe that despite the numbers, the economic numbers are showing a decline in sales and a decline in margins, in reality the group is outperforming the market and is consolidating its leading position in the core categories, and has improved strongly its balance sheet. As let's say, as a consequence of the first 6 months, the group will continue to pursue reductions in the costs. Will put in place actions in order to reduce fixed costs and to offset risks of difficult markets and further decline in sales over the next months. For the time, I have nothing to add more, and I leave open to Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Dino Catena from Equita SIM. Mr. Catena, please.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I got a couple of questions. First of all, are you confirming your guidance, especially in terms of sales? At the beginning of the year, you stated you guided for, you know, top line decrease between 5% and 10% in the household business unit and between around 20% in the professional division. Is still valid this guidance, or something has changed?
Okay, no, yes, again, we are always very, very shy on giving guidances about our results. What we try to give guidance is what we expect from markets. And we are, let's say, confirming now what were our expectations. We believe that for the professional division, we should expect a very tough market with a demand decline in the area between 20 and 30%. While for household, we said that we were expecting a decline between 5 and 10%. Mm-hmm. And although we're showing a decline of 10% now, mm-hmm. We have to read the decline, taking in consideration a much more difficult market for air conditioning, which is due to the fact that air conditioning often are seen as an investment related to the home, and therefore is suffering because of the weakness of new developments, new real estate, new renovations, and also customers are more reluctant to invest now rather than to maybe buy more, let's say, products, let's say, off the shelf. In this situation, we think with the fact that air conditioning now, air conditioning season is over, the next 6 months for household division will be impacted only by the trend in SDA and heating, which we really expect to be better than air conditioning. So probably the ratio 5 to 10% can be confirmed. So probably, hopefully, we will see this going towards 5 rather than to stay at 10.
Okay, and this is confirmed by the trend you know you are seeing. So you saw in July, and you are probably seeing in August.
Yes, but we have to say that traditionally July has been confirming this. August again, we still are finishing the month, and is generally a lesser important month for us due to the summer break in Italy, and therefore is not signalatic for the future. However, July was confirming this, and we think that now we start understanding a bit more the recession, the situation. We have now, say, a history of recession for at least 8 to 10 months, and now the numbers are more predictable and should be less surprising. Again, we believe that the situation is difficult. If the market would not get worse unexpectedly for us, we think that the trends will be in line with our forecast.
Okay, and sorry, just a clarification. What was the air conditioning performance in second quarter 2009?
It's been very bad. To say that in the first 6 months, the household division has seen a decline of approximately 45 to 50 million in sales, and almost 50% of the decline, approximately more than 20 million, has been due to air conditioning. So taking away air conditioning, probably the decline would have been in the area of 5% rather than 10%.
Okay, very helpful. And last question, if I may, what about coffee makers? You know,
coffee maker, well, the recession is starting to also affect coffee makers, but as we expected, the market is more resilient. There is still a consumer trend in in buying better coffee makers, in buying more coffee makers and espresso makers, cappuccino makers, and therefore, even if we didn't have really a growth in coffee makers, the market has been more resilient than others.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. DeLonghi.
Next question from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit Milano. Mr. Falcioni, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just wanted to know how you see the trade, so your clients in terms of stocking, restocking, whether, you know, they are, how the stock levels are doing. Also, going back to the coffee segment, you know, what impact do you think you, I mean, what, I mean, the acquisition of Philips by Saico, would be nice to have your view of how you see this market developing in the coming, let's say, quarters. Thank you.
Okay, yes, about this talking, we believe that this talking happened. We believe that trade has adjusted stock levels to target, and we should expect now reorders in line with sellouts. We expect that due to the financial pressure on companies, retailers will be more reluctant to buy huge inventories, and they will buy more and more in rotation and in line with their sales performances. But we believe that probably we're going to see probably in the numbers also some benefits from the fact that the destocking took place. So we had a decline in sales due to lower sellout in the market, but also the destocking effect. Probably for the future we should expect sales to be in line, sell-in to be in line with the sellout, because the stock levels have been pretty much adjusted. We have now yet to understand the stock levels for air conditioners. We believe that the stock levels should be in line, if not better, with last year. I think also in air conditioners there has been a destocking strategy from retailers. Probably the season has not been that brilliant, that the stock levels were extremely low at the end of the season. But again, we believe that it won't be worse and should be at least in line with the stock levels at the trade the year before.
Sorry, as concerning air conditioners on the household side, did you not get any help from mobile air conditioners? Given the
well, we had some research that probably the consumers this year were a bit reluctant in buying conditioners. They see this as an investment, and therefore we knew that they were supposed to be reluctant. The heat wave came very late. We know that to have good season, the season has to start a bit earlier, at least in July. Unfortunately, we got a very extremely hot August. But usually, traditionally, August is a month of poor sales in air conditioners, because people are reluctant to buy a product for maybe 2-3 weeks use and maybe just before leaving for holidays. So despite the heat wave, it was a late heat wave, and therefore sales have not been good. We were prudent before, and we are not being caught by surprise in terms of inventory levels, which also our inventory levels of air conditioning will be lower than the year before. The second question was about Saico and Philips. We think that for sure Philips will invest a lot, will provide Saico with cash in order to revamp their declining business. So we think that for sure they will re-energize a bit the company that has been a lot under pressure, a lot under stress in the last years. Things might change, but it takes time to see results. We still see a cycle with technical problems on the products. We still see the trade not very confident about the quality of the products. And we think that on our side, we are very bullish about our range, which is really outperforming the cycle range in the marketplace. We have an extraordinary launch. We think we will launch in September the most innovative super automatic coffee maker ever, which is a super compact super automatic coffee maker with instant frothing system called Intensa, which will be very heavily supported by advertising. Also, we have to say that for us, the coffee market is not just super automatica. We have strength coming from the traditional pump coffee makers and also the venture with Nestlé Nespresso. And we had a very successful launch in the first 6 months, which is Cities, which we think will continue over the next months. And also we will launch a new Lattissima, which has been the most successful product for us last year with Nespresso. And we will launch a premium version of Lattissima with new features about how to making milk-based coffee maker coffees like latte, cappuccino, and macchiato, and so on. So we think that for sure that we're going to have competition, increasing competition, but we think that the company, De'Longhi, has good brand, good range, good assortment, also good marketing alliances in order to continue to maintain and hopefully to strengthen, thanks to the success of the new products, its leadership in this market segment.
One last point, if I may. Guidance as regards to the second half of the year in terms of EBITDA, I mean, how do you see that with respect to the first half? Do you see, you know, sort of more benefits coming through from all the actions you're taking, or not? I mean, what's your view there?
Okay, so we believe that the first 6 months have been the toughest for the profitability of the group, because we have a negative impact of the dollar versus year before. And we have some help from raw materials and lower cost of goods sold, which has not fully been achieved over the first 6 months of the year. So in principle, we expect that the second half we should have a more favorable dollar and the full impact of raw materials and cost of goods sold. So our expectation is to see an improvement in the margins in the second part of the year. But again, we are now used to see sudden changes in the markets, from raw materials to exchange rates, and we believe that we have to be prudent. So we think that we should have improvement, but we have to be very careful in giving too optimistic guidances. However, it's a fact that our group, due to the higher sales levels in the second half, has a better operational lever that should deliver improved margins in the second half versus the first half. What we think is that we want to continue to to invest in advertising. So we will strongly support the new launches. We have to strongly support the new launches. So this will probably has to be considered and can in the short term over the next 6 months could maybe offset a part of the potential improvements coming from costs, exchange rate, and raw materials.
Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Filippo Primi from Banca Leonardo. Mr. Primi, please.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. I got two brief questions. The first one is related to the various companies of net working capital. Could you please give us the effect, if present, of securitization and how much of the reduction, maybe the stocking in working capital, do you consider sustainable also in the coming quarters, maybe next year? And second one, if you can give us a bit more color about the efficiency achieved in the first semester, which are the most affected by this benefit, and again, if these efficiencies are also sustainable in next quarters. Thank you.
Sorry, I think we probably didn't hear you too well in the second question. If you could repeat.
Just the second question, no problem. Just wondering if you can give us a bit more color on the efficiencies achieved in the first semester, which are benefit more from this effect, and if these efficiencies are also sustainable in next quarters.
You mean efficiency on the inventories or in the cost?
No, sorry. That's my full efficiency on the cost effect, on the cost side, sorry.
Well, on the working capital, we had securitization in the 6 months for 86 million, which is no higher than the year before. So the actually it's five million lower than the year before. So the full improvement in working capital is operational.
Okay.
The second is, for sure, we had a very good drop in inventory levels, and we cannot continue forever in delivering these reductions. However, we foresee room for improvement in working capital in the next, let's say, 18 months. We believe that there is potential for us for another 30 to 50 million over the next, say, in the next 2 years in improving our working capital by reducing our inventory levels. In terms of efficiencies, we got in reality, we have to say that the real industrial efficiencies were not in place because we worked with lower volume, so lower production. But we've been able to cut costs here and there in order to offset the lower production volumes. So let's say efficiencies coming from other areas, industrial areas. We believe that now in the second half we should continue to have the margins in line with what we have achieved and the trends that are in place, because we don't see change in the cost of goods sold, and we're going to have higher production volumes versus the first half. So we think that without a sharp decline in sales, that is for now unforeseeable and unexpected, we should have we should be able at least to maintain the margins and the efficiencies in the second half.
Thank you.
There are no more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. New question from Mr. Luca Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, please.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, everybody. Just one question regarding your profitability. Could you hear me? Hello?
We can hear, yes.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
And you? Could you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Ah, okay, perfect.
Luca, please go ahead.
Okay, okay. Just one question regarding your profitability. Is there any reason behind the stronger decline at EBITDA level in the second quarter versus the first quarter? Notwithstanding the stronger gross margin, it seems that the OPEX absorption was heavier. I was wondering why.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, with regards to the profitability, you mean the profitability first quarter versus second quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. In the second quarter, the reduction in the EBITDA versus first quarter is mainly due to two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is increased in, advertising campaigns. We have invested approximately 3 million more than the first quarter in advertising to support coffee makers in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, and the main markets. And the second thing is that we have more accruals related to credits and warranties for the future. And these are two main aspects to affect our profitability.
Could you please quantify the provision done in the second quarter?
Sorry?
Could you quantify the accrual on credit delinquencies you got?
The true level?
Quantify the accrual.
Accrual level?
Yeah.
The total accruals, not accrual made in the quarter, but the total accrual?
And if you can split between the first quarter and the second quarter.
But we have more, yes, hold on a second. No, okay, we have accrued in the first quarter for 3 months, three millions, while we have accrued in the second 6 months, 3 months for 6 millions. So we have over accrued versus first quarter for 3 millions.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions. I confirm there are no more questions. Just a new question from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please.
Joel, since we're talking about provisions, I mean, how do you see? You just said you're looking at increasing advertising in the second half of the year. Are you also looking to increase provisions?
No, but what provision would be made in line with the needs. Advertising is a cost, and we fully expand the cost of advertising in the quarter we spend the money.
Okay. But so, I mean, you did say that you have quite a few launches and that you expect to support those with substantial advertising.
Yes, yes.
We
don't mean to reduce the advertising levels in the second half, and very likely we will try to increase. Of course, we will consider the market situation, the profit and loss of the company, but in principle we believe that the group has a tremendous opportunity. We have fantastic new launches, and we still see the weakness of competitors, and we believe that it's the right time to push and be aggressive in keeping or increasing our market shares.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay, so there are no more questions. We will disconnect. Thank you for attending our conference call. Bye-bye.
and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.